The work of Alan Turing, a British mathematician widely credited as the founder of artificial intelligence, is the subject of Alan Turing, his work and impact, an award-winning collection of his papers published by Elsevier and featuring in-depth commentary by renowned computer science and mathematic experts, co-edited by Professor S. Barry Cooper from the University of Leeds and Jan van Leeuwen, Utrecht University, I should say. The book provides insight into the context and significance of Alan Turing's impact on mathematics, computing, computer science, information. I mean, it goes on and on. So we're going to swell up your brain just a little bit, if that's okay. If we can talk math. And even though you may say, hey, look, I'm not good at math. Dr. Barry Cooper is here with us to help us understand. Professor, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Oh, thank you. It's great to talk to you. And great to have a chance to talk about Alan Turing, of course, who's very topical at the moment with the new movie coming out. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, tell us about the book and, you know, why you wanted to be a part of it.
I've been involved with Alan Turing's work since the 1960s, but I think Alan Turing was kind of buried from public gaze for many years because of the security around the role he played during the war and what happened since then. And the book that I've edited kind of brings his work back into public eye a lot more. And the new movie, The Imitation Game, is a great opportunity for people to catch up on what Turing wrote many years ago and what's had such an influence on our modern world. His work on computers changed the world we live in.
Mm-hmm. Well, what an honor for you to, be a co-editor. As a professor of mathematical logic at the University of Leeds, were you like in awe as you were going through this to go, this is so brilliant?
Yeah, I think that always the right word there, because he died at the age of 41. His career was only 20 years, and yet what he did in that period was quite amazing, and has been recognized around the world. His centenary in 2012 saw over 40 countries organizing major events to celebrate his life and work.
Kind of amazing in such a short period of time, and like you say, the work that he accomplished. And of course, most of us now will be enlightened greatly with this new movie that's coming out. Let's talk a little bit, if we can, Professor, about his World War II contributions, in which he cracked the code behind Germany's Enigma machine.
Turing was there right at the beginning when, Britain was standing by themselves in Europe, and most of Europe had been overrun by Hitler's armies, and probably without the decoding work at Bletchley Park by Turing and other people that worked with him, the world would have been a very different place by now. Of course, as the war went on, the US and Britain worked very closely together, and Turing himself made a number of visits to the United States to talk to key people. He met Claude Shannon, of course, the founder of information science, as it were, and he had all sorts of contacts with interesting people in the United States during that period. And later on, too, as you say, the artificial intelligence, which is well represented in the book, was a key part of his later work.
Yeah, and I want to unfold that a little bit more, but I still want to, hold on to it, cracking the code here. What was key to, him being able to crack the code?
Well, he brought various original ingredients to the decoding, and of course he was just very clever at everything he did, of course. But I think the statistics, which is very important to us nowadays, in a sense he brought the statistics to what we would call big data today. The amount of information that was coming into Bletchley Park, the huge amounts of data which had to be decoded in real time. If it wasn't done within a day or something, it was worthless. And so his contribution with these statistics, also with the machines. Of course, these things come together because the machines needed the statistical ingredient in their programs, and the statistics provided a kind of efficiency to what the machines were doing, which was really important.
Well, no question, the machines at that time were very cutting edge. Could you imagine what he could do today?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I think it must have been a very exciting time, and I was interested that Princeton University gave a quite unprecedented commemoration of the Turing centenary, and more even than Gödel, who's an important figure to us in logic. And of course, over in San Francisco, the Association for Computing Machinery had a meeting celebrating Turing, which had something like 700 people in the hall, and it was a remarkable event.
Yeah, rather fascinating, to say the least. Now, and as you said earlier, and now I want to unfold that a little bit more, here, all this information, the processing and everything, this led to the foundation for artificial intelligence, which is being used in modern computing science today. So Turing's fingerprints still continue, don't they?
Yeah, I think the artificial intelligence was very personally important to Turing. He was interested in how the brain worked. He was finding himself in lots of ways. And I think this comes out in the movie. I think Turing's thinking is still very relevant to us nowadays. And the interesting thing was, I think in the early days, Turing was a little more optimistic about the achievement of intelligent machines. Nowadays, the project's much more focused, I think, and I think people working in artificial intelligence are much more geared to particular exercises of intelligence within well-defined environments. You know, you take a particular kind of task that you want intelligence machine-wise applied to, and that turned out to be feasible. The sort of wide-ranging intelligence, you know, that, that humans have is kind of still fairly much in the distance, I think.
Well, are we abandoning our own development in human intelligence for the sake of, you know, computers and artificial intelligence?
You've actually touched on a really important point, because Turing himself was very much focused on the balance between humans and machines. And he had this understanding that machines and humans actually do different things thought-wise.
Exactly. Well, Professor, we're out of time. Thank you. I'm sorry for that great question at the end, but we need to have you back. Thank you so much, Barry Cooper.